Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Last segment of this Friday happy hour. Join us with your grievances at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, some Trump legal news that might encourage you just a little bit. Donald Trump signed an affidavit submitted to the court today. Yeah. Said, you got all the paperwork, man. You know, that's what he claimed. Effectively, I promise, to the best of my recollection, sort of Marjorie Taylor Greene style.
I don't remember.
That I've given all the paperwork that I would possibly have on this topic of, you know, inflating the values of my properties, et cetera, et cetera. But apparently, the judge didn't buy it. And Trump's still subject to daily contempt and $10,000 a day. I think currently we're at 40 grand. That number will grow. Not rapidly, not unless the, VIG kicks in.
Well, we'll see, right? I mean, they have a limited time, and perhaps there'll be some escalators from the attorney general. Furthermore, according to the ruling here, the judge's ruling said from ABC News. Here's what the judge said to the attorneys for Trump. The affirmations submitted by counsel for Mr. Trump are insufficient in that they fail to specify who searched for each respective request, at what time, where, and using what search protocols.
Did they check the Trump septic tank?
It is not sufficient simply to attach a list of people who participated in the searches. Furthermore, Mr. Trump's personal affidavit fails to state where he kept his files, how his files were stored in the regular course of business, who had access to such files, and importantly, where he believes such files are currently located.
He didn't get
you still have to pay. He got slapped down and very specifically told what he has to do. But of course, he has the documents, and if he gives them over, he's going to be probably in a world of hurt.
Well, I bet he's using the James Bott Gableman policy of just, you know, deleting the irrelevant ones.
You're right.
844-967-2789. A few more Friday grievances if you dial right now. Be like Wisco Paul. Welcome back, Wisco. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, I still got a grievance that's ongoing for like 3 weeks, but Trump's boss what to do. So then I got to pay, or all taxpayers got to pay for Gableman. It looks like the only thing he's doing is eating good. I mean, I'm just so fed up with his stuff. It's just, what happened in Wisconsin? Yeah, I got one other quick thing. Are you two thinking about going lacrosse for the convention?
I will be in La Crosse for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin convention. I will be broadcasting live, I believe, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, Paul. And Dom is otherwise detained at other parties.
I have other obligations, unfortunately, that weekend, Paulie.
Well, if something goes crazy, I'll be up there, so I'll be looking up Cootie. So.
What do you mean, hey, if something goes crazy? If you show up in La Crosse in my old stomping grounds, that's where the crazy is going to be at, Paul. You want to have a hell of a good time? You come see me.
Aye, aye. And you guys both have a great weekend, all right?
Certainly intend to, Paul. Especially tomorrow, I plan on being hammer drunk.
Why do you keep saying that, man?
Because I plan on being hammer drunk.
I mean, can't you just, you know, hang out, you know, and just naturally let it occur that way? You sound like you, like, purposefully want to do nothing but jump into a bottle. And I'm a little concerned about you, Crudy. I mean, you could just, you know, sip on a Captain and Coke for hours and hours and hours and drink some water.
No, because your ice melts, and then it gets all watered down. It gets all... No, man, you gotta
change the drink, man. Grow up, get a man's drink, Crudy.
Oh, says the man that drinks three fingers of either brown liquor or tequila at room temperature, and you're gonna chastise me for my drinking habits? Kiss my butt.
Oh, hell, Crudy. All right, I want to throw this one out there. Bernie Sanders, our guy, Bernie Sanders, Vanity Fair reporting. Here's a little bit that I want to throw out there. Unionization. I don't know if you have seen this recently, but Starbucks has had some unionization.
Seen
going
a man?
Right,
I've
here.
Had the fine guest on the radio show from the first unionized Starbucks in Madison, and they answered the call, and they came on the show, and for the very same reason. That's why I got to do Foxy News.
I actually take offense to you comparing what we do to Fox News. But if you think that's a apt comparison, Crudy, I'll let you live with it, man.
Come on, man. I'm just saying we ask interview guests to come on, and they often accommodate. And when I'm asked,
would you go on InfoWars with Alex Jones?
Depends, man.
Who wouldn't you?
Can we have trial by combat at the end of the show?
Who wouldn't you go on the air with, man? You keep bringing it. I don't understand.
I feel prepared.
Is there anybody you'd say no to?
Probably Alex Jones, just because he's not credible. But because he's not credible.
And Fox News is credible?
We'll see how the defamation suits work out for Dominion Software.
What are you talking about? You see the reporting. You see how Sean Hannity's in bed with this administration. You see how Maria Bartiromo is, giving all this away. You see, Sean Hannity on stage with Trump. You see. And if you're going to say Alex Jones is not reputable, then certainly Fox News is not reputable. But you're going to go on Fox News, but not Alex Jones.
I didn't hear Fox News deny that Sandy Hook existed or happened. As far as I can tell, there were no Fox News commentators at the Willard Hotel. Alex Jones has been credibly accused of being part of the insurrection on January 6th. So would I tread lightly on an invitation from Steve Bannon or Alex Jones? Yeah, probably. I wouldn't really want to be targeted for violence if they did have me on the shows.
You think?
Because, if I start boxing there
right now by the voting machine companies for billions of dollars right now as we speak, right? Isn't that part of the conversation for the anti-Biden people? I mean, they promoted this, Crudy. They put it out there. You can tell me that they're any more reputable than what Alex Jones is putting out there?
Yes, slightly. Just a skosh more.
And that skosh more is enough for you to go out and join them and be a part of that circus.
Why would I be afraid to have conversations with audiences of the other side?
I know you would, because they are not a reputable organization. You rip on them all the time. If you actually believe that they should not exist, you should not further their viewership by appearing on the shows.
How do you know I'm not planning on going on Fox News and pull out a full Amber Heard right in the Foxy News bed?
Because you've been on Fox News a few times, and you haven't done that yet.
Well, yet being the key and active word here.
All right, let me just throw this one out there before you interrupt me some more. Yes, Starbucks, they have some unionization going on. Oak Creek, Wisconsin, they just have one as well. Here's what Bernie says. As Biden's sweeping legislative agenda looks stalled, the Democrats searching for a winning electoral message in the upcoming midterms, it is time for the party to embrace what he has long been arguing for and make backing unions a core part of their pitch to the voters. They must decide, Sanders said, whether to become the party which stands for the working class of this country or to remain a corporately controlled party beholden to their wealthy campaign contributors and the corporate media as well. To turn your back on the working class in general is political suicide. It is good politics to become strongly involved with the labor movement.
Want to thank our fine guest, Ben Wickler. You're right. I won't pull an Amber Heard on Fox News because the only standard we've ever upheld is don't crap the bed.
Don't crap the bed ever, man.
Thank you for listening. Fox News, 1220 Central Time. Crudy will be on there.